And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Lee Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Message from anyone? Dirty Fences. You're listening to Rich Vaughan Sound right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dirty Fences and a track called Message from Anyone. That's off their latest album. You can find out more about Dirty Fences, Tony, all the way from New York City, I may add.
Okay.
You can find out more about Dirty Fences by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
dirtyfences.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the internet. Now, Dirty Fences are the arguably one of the hardest working rock and roll bands in the New York area, Tony.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be playing more from that album in future weeks. I think that's the first track we played from. We might have played one other one. I'm not sure now. I'll get confused. Anything that we played in Edinburgh, while I was at the Edinburgh Fringe, should I say, obviously, I can't remember. Right. Now, I've got some additional material, haven't I? Yes, I have. Tony, I've got some additional material for you. If you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem.
Very nice.
This from Sussex Saint, Tony.
Okay.
Who, quite frankly, without Sussex Saint, I don't think we'd have a show, really.
No.
Hi, Paul. I think I've found a way for the general public to engage with Brexit on a whole new level. Now, I've got to say, Tony, I'm getting a little bit tired of all you moaners every week trying to make up some more horror and terror and having a bit of a joke about the thing. You're just making it all worse.
Are you labelling me a moaner now?
I am, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Why's that?
Would you like a moan about that?
Oh, Ramona. Yeah, I'm a Ramona.
Yeah. Anyway, it says, hi, Paul. I found a new way for the general public to engage with Brexit on a whole new level. I think we should all now call our post-breakfast lavatory visits a Brexit, a breakfast exit. We could then share with each other whether our Brexit negotiations were a hard Brexit or a soft Brexit. However, whichever Brexit had been experienced, it will definitely be the case that the outcome will surely be a pile of shit. Comedy, politics and family fun, all wrapped up. Regards, Sussex Saint. Soft Brexit this morning. Oh, ha. Why don't you just laugh us into an economic meltdown, you crazy Ramoners? Anyway, yes, if every time you have a shit, you would like to say Brexit, go for it.
Excellent.
Mm. Each time I find myself anally retentive, I might have a Ramon. Now, now let's see what's up next. What have I got next, Tony? I don't know, I've got the wrong page up. There we go. I don't know whether you've heard of the small industrial town of Finspång in Sweden, Tony.
I haven't.
You haven't? It seems like it should really be, if it is a small industrial town, that it should really be on the Swedish Finland border, if it's going to say Finspång, because it probably smells. Or Finns. See what I did there? Nah. Give it up, Paul. Anyway, I've never been to Finspång. It's actually spelt. It's like a Rottenson. It's the A with a little circle over it. But so I would get the pronunciation right for the benefit of my show notes, I just wrote Finspång.
Nice.
Anyway, Saturday's Heroes, Tony, are a pretty nifty rock band from Finspång in Sweden. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Saturday's Heroes.
Yes, facebook.com/Saturday's Heroes. Very good, Tony. Tony 2, Paulie Beat and the Internet. Nil, and this is Saturday's Heroes' latest single. This is Rebel. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Saturday's Heroes and Rebel. You can find out more about them from their Facebook page. Speaking of Facebook, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So, what you got?
Right, so yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Yeah, we've had two this week. There is a third, but I'm going to save it till a bit later. Rottonson's been in touch.
Hello, Rotten Son. Fancy, we've just mentioned you in conjunction with Saturday's Heroes, and there you are.
And they say, yes, Rotten Son. Cheers. So clearly the pronunciation, pretty accurate.
Yeah, Rotten Son. We got it right.
Yeah.
All the way. I can't remember where they're from. I wonder if they've ever been to Finn's Pong.
Why not?
I think Finn's Pong might have been my new favourite place. I'm loving the Finn's Pong.
Yeah. Nez Coy's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, gotta say, I'm down with my virtual punky radio friend Sussex Saint, the producer of that best punk album as a twat. If it says it's a punk album, then all songs should be punk. You guys even agreed that some were new wave bollocks. C30, C60, C90, go fuck off this album. Okay, song, but it ain't punk. It's like me being told to wear all black to a funeral and turning up with a loud pink t-shirt under my black suit. So while I could twat the either twat decision maker, not for the first time, for not doing a genuine twatting, I instead just give a big thumbs up to Sussex Saint. I'm with you, mate. All the best, Nez.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Well, it was controversial last week, but you know.
I just think that one man's punk is another man's new wave in some respects.
There you go.
And, to pick a definitive top 50 punk songs or whatever it was would involve going to the US as well as the UK if you're going to be absolutely on this.
Right.
And this was a British one, wasn't it?
From memory, I think it was just the best punk albums ever. I don't know if it was UK or not. Don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. I think from memory, every artist we mentioned was British, so.
Okay.
They'd have to call it the best British punk album in the world. And anyway, I'm right, Tony.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But so are they. Hey, I've got a Facebook comment, Tony.
Okay, what have you got?
Only it came in the shape of a message, Nathan Seeley.
Ah.
Who says, hey guys, it's Seth Catmilker's son. Nathan, yeah?
Yeah.
Seth Catmilker, Tony, is the ultimate Star Wars character in my alternative universe.
Yeah.
Hey guys. It's Seth Catmilker's son. I know he's been a bit slow catching up, but he's been at Dudley Zoo milking the big cats. I don't think he realised that lions don't have udders, though. Ah! Hope all is well, and thanks for being there for Dad to cheer him up. Keep it up from crippled Batman. It's just such a long story wrapped up in all that, isn't it? But yeah, I do like the idea of Seth Catmilker being there, milking the udders in Jedi style, just not actually touching them. Yeah, doing that thing. Just holding his hand out a little bit from it and teasing the milk out of the cat in a Jedi style. He's using the Force, Tony.
Of course he is.
It's Force. Right then, so that's that, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
And Nathan, in future, if you could leave these as comments rather than messages, it's much easier for us to get hold of.
Definitely.
Yes, it is. But thank you very much for getting in touch. And thanks to everyone for getting in touch with us on our Facebook page. It's very easy to do, and you should all do it. Right, two songs in a row, Tone.
All right.
Stay tuned for some Dutch punk rock, courtesy of Black Volvo. But first up, all the way from LA / Phoenix, it's only another track from the latest Darts album.
Lovely.
The Darts, I should say, or the Darts US, or are they? This I love this track, Tony. This is right out there. But first of all, keeping in a Facebook style, what is the Darts Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Darts US.
I did give you a clue there, didn't I? But you remembered anyway. It's Tony 3 probably beating this net nil. This song is now, when something sounds like it's called, what's that?
Is it onomatopoeic, because that's something else?
Yeah, it is onomatopoeic, isn't it? I think this is musically onomatopoeic, Tony.
Okay.
I'm loving it. Strange Days.
Move me.
face.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Black Volvo and a track called Hanging Johnny. Black Volvo, Tony, Dutch punk rock via TNS Records.
Right, nice.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Black Volvo Punk.
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/Black Volvo Rock. Paulie Beans net 1, Tony 3. Is this a fight back? I don't know. You've been doing well recently, and it's at the moment a cracking 3-0 lead. It's currently 3-1, which is the same as the defeat to Nottingham Forest last weekend at Sheffield Wednesday. Goodness me.
Oh dear.
It's all gone wrong. Did you do anything last week?
Don't think so. No. No, what did you go to?
What, nothing?
Well, I've been working. I ported a Universal Windows application across to Windows Phone 8.1. which is largely based on an XAML interface with VB backcode, so it's kind of all right.
You see, you did do something last week.
All right, yeah.
I was busy, Tone.
Okay, what did you do?
I did a gig at RAF Henlow on, when was that? Thursday night. Yeah, right, and that okay. was brilliant. And thanks to everyone who came down, and thanks to the acts that came down as well. The acts were Andrew Bird. Now, who else is on? I can't remember really. Andrew Bird, Chris Purchase and Stefano Paolini, who were all brilliant, and it was great, and it was a great show, and I look forward to our next show there sometime in April. I can't say which RAF base I'm doing when we do a gig at RAF Henlow, just in case, you know, our military competitors around the world, people who may want to fight us in battle or war, know that quite a few of our senior RAF men are drunk in charge of a sop with Camel. You know, we can't be having that, can we?
Can't.
So anyway, but it was brilliant anyway. That was a great gig. Friday night, had another great show in Hitchin at the Last Minute Comedy Club. Thanks to everyone who came down to that, when it was our first show with a new format of three acts on, featuring Andrew Bird, Matt Green and Bennett Aaron, all of whom were brilliant. It was an absolute pleasure to see them all. It was a great gig. Then on Saturday, hey, Matt Green came with me to Oslo, as did Chris Purchase. So we had two of the acts of the last three nights on in Oslo for our first show of a new season there, and we could not have got more people in, Tony. It was terrific.
Excellent.
It was absolutely brilliant. I had a great time. And thanks very much to Darren for letting me stay.
Right.
Yes. I did end up obviously getting spannered at the gig, and I did. Oh, now there was something I was going to tell you about that, about the flight. Oh God, Tony, the
What's
flight
that?
On the way there. My God, I got sat down. There's an empty seat next to me. Nice one. And then the stewardess comes around and says to this bloke with a baby, "Hey, you could just sit there." I went, "Oh, you bastards!" The baby was teething and screamed for an hour and 45 minutes. As the man sat down with said baby screaming, the bloke who was supposed to be in the seat got on the plane and went, "Excuse me, that's my seat." And he went, "Oh, I'll move if you like." And then the bloke went, "Oh, it's all right. I'll just go and find another one." No!
Oh, dear.
Tell the man to move back to wherever he was. Oh, ignorant. Tony, you know me. I don't like the idea of babies on planes anyway. I don't think it's right for the baby. I don't think you should be flying with very, very young children. They don't understand what happens with the ears popping. There's no way to explain to them because they haven't learned how to talk and listen yet. They just cry because they're in pain and it's horrible. And I feel really sorry for them. But someone I feel even more sorry for them is me if I'm next to them for the whole thing.
Yeah, and you can't get away from it.
The guy didn't even apologise, man. He was one of these entitled hipster arseholes. Just unbelievable. And he wore the baby's hat on his head to try and cheer the baby up, and that just made him look even more stupid. So I took a photograph, put it on Facebook and called them names. And everyone who replied in sympathy with me got a like. And everyone who replied who has a baby saying things like, oh, well, I took my baby to the plane, it's fine, no, no, no. And, oh, well, actually, sometimes we have to, no, no, no. No, you don't. You don't have to fly on a plane with a kid.
Unless... Did you block them?
Sorry?
Did you block these people?
No, I just ignored them, Tony.
Right.
Because if I'd blocked them, they'd have gone moaning.
All
I
right.
didn't give them the opportunity to moan. If I blocked them, they'd have gone, they'd have put on their face page, no, 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 somebody like, no, 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 and it's put, no, 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 and so I didn't block them, I just ignored them and will continue to.
Okay.
And now I've got the bit between my teeth. I will be noticing other instances where babies should not be, and I should be mentioning those as well. I think I told you about when someone walked up to me in a pub, didn't I, when I was at the bar in a pub and someone walked up and said, and I was at the bar and I was having an animated conversation. It was early evening and I was swearing quite a lot, right? I can't remember what it was about. I was swearing quite a lot. Mm. This bloke walks up and says, excuse me, would you mind not swearing? And my children are over there. And I said to him, would you mind not having your children over there? I'm swearing.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, and he walked off again, you know. And then the landlady walked up and said, Paul, I should really have a go at you, but that was really funny. Anyway, that was pretty much it. And then last night, I went to my mate Steve's pub. Steve runs Duke's Arms, Tony.
He does. Hello, Duke's Arms.
But they've missed a couple of shows.
Oh.
One, because Steve just needed a Monday off, so he just had a Monday off. And one, because it was the August bank holiday. So they've missed two shows, which means right now, Tony, that the Lilacs...
Hello, the Lilacs.
...are ahead in our affections.
We should start putting them first then, really.
Well, let's do it right now, Tony. So let's say hello to the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
And reluctantly, hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Ah, yeah, you see, I'll tell you what, there's a change in your voice tone.
Yeah, you can tell you can hear this.
However, they did look after me brilliantly. Me and Steve and Lindsay, his girlfriend, we went to an award-winning curry house in the chucking down rain about three doors from their pub. Hello, award-winning curry house.
Lovely.
It was brilliant. It was fantastic. Then we went back to his, and someone instigated a game of killer. And I suggested, by then I'd had a few, I suggested it should be rather than for the requisite pound, it should be for a fiver. I knew I had no chance of winning. I just wanted to see people's faces and whether they'd all crack under pressure. But they all said they couldn't handle a fiver, so we made it £2 each. We suddenly got a lot of people playing, and there's quite a lot of pound coins on the table. I'm afraid I don't remember what happened.
Right, okay.
Sadly, it was way, way too late for me to be getting involved in any sporting ventures. Right, now, Tony, here's a thing, right? We're going to do, from the vaults now, we're going to play a band who are... Because I was just thinking, maybe we should try and compile a punky radio top 50 best songs ever. That wouldn't be the best punk album in the world ever, but it would be the best punky radio thing in the world ever. And I will invite all of you right now listening to send us in your top five. They can go back throughout the... How long have we been going?
12 years.
Jesus. Throughout the last dozen years, if you'd like to just send us your top five tracks from the last dozen years, I'll see if I can compile a top 50. How about that?
That'd be good.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Mm. One band that definitely would be in it and one song that definitely would be in it would be The Penetrators' Shopping Bag, Tony, because so many people liked it. We've already played it a few times. And I wanted to play something from The Vaults, and I've gone back to The Penetrators, Tony, who brought out an album... Well, an album was brought out on their behalf a few years ago, which led to the 80s American garage rock legends actually getting back together.
All right.
So they've ended up with a Facebook group, Tony.
Right.
Not a Facebook page. The Penetrators aren't really on the internet very much, but there is a Facebook group for them. What do you think it is?
I don't know what the groups are. Facebook.com/group/The Penetrators Official.
facebook.com/groups/18408446744952/?ref=BR_RS. Why is that, Tony?
Well, the MSA default URL.
Yeah,
they can.
There's no default URL inside there. But anyway, that's the group space. If you type in The Penetrators to Facebook, you will find that group.
Okay.
All right. So it's probably been Inset 2, Tony 3, and this is number one band in town.
Some bands just want to play for the folks. Some bands so bad they just play for the jokes. Everybody knows who's the best band in town. That's why they listen to that heaven sound. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we're the number one band in this town. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we're number one in this town. They come to see us wherever we play. Instant command, yeah, whatever we say. We are the greatest and we don't mind. Tell all the people that you find. Well, yeah, we're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we're the number one band in this town. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we're number one in this town. Rocket fight! To play. I'm going to band now, I'm okay. We practice hard, harder than all. We play the music, keep our call. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we're the number one band in this town. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we are number one in this town. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we're the number one band in this town. We're the Penetrators, we don't fuck around. Cause we are number one in this town.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Penetrators' number one band in town, which is actually a little bit reminiscent of Shopping Bag, to be honest. Some of their other songs obviously aren't, but they're just such a... That's catchy, man. It's rough and catchy, and there's plenty of hoo-ha.
Lovely. Love a bit of hoo-ha.
Well, I love a bit of hoo-ha. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means there must be time for... Tony's International Gig Guide. Hoo-ha! Hey, oh, just before we go any further, I know, I think the gig guide you've got didn't come via the correct channel, did it?
It did not, no.
But in terms of sending us your top five Punky Radio songs ever, they can come via any channel as long as we can see them. So Facebook, email, whatever you like, all right, as long as we get them. I realise we won't have it in time for next week, but it can start happening, and I'll just keep asking you week on week on week on week on week until we've got a top 50, all right?
There you go. You can Twitter. Oh, I mean, we have got a Twitter. We won't mention it, but it's at Punky Radio, just in case.
That would be a very good way to send us your top five.
There you go.
At Punky Radio on Twitter. Very good, Tony. I do check that once a week.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. And respond to anything that's there. So there you go, there's a real option. Oh, right there.
It's very quick.
It is.
Yes, gig guide. I mentioned you best email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is to watch them playing. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Or gig seed with thanks. So, Chris Evans has been in touch.
Has he really? Is it the real one?
Yeah, the Chris Evans.
Yeah, the Chris Evans.
Yeah. Not the one you're thinking of, but the Chris Evans. So he did this through Facebook. It was a Facebook comment, but we'll let him off. He says, "Yo ho, punksters. One for the International Gig Guide and or Facebook comment." Well, it's really a gig guide, Chris. You should know better. "Not my good arm." There at it again with a gig supporting 80s/90s band Cud on their singles tour at the Soundhouse in Leicester. Also playing at the fantastic Echo location. It's on the 21st of October. So it's a way away, but they say it's nearly sold out. So if you do want to go to that, you're putting some tickets in advance. It's going to be a cracker, apparently. And also the Bomb Dogs are playing Duffy's Bar in Leicester on the 13th of October. And it's free entry for that one. The rest of the lineup to be confirmed. And that's Bomb Dogs, not Bum Dogs. Happy days.
That is sincerely. Bomb Dogs, I guess, not Bum Dogs. I think they've discussed that before, haven't they?
I think so, yeah.
We've discussed Bomb Dogs before. It is definitely Bomb Dogs.
He's also signing himself off now, the real Chris Evans.
Brilliant.
Just to prove it, he is.
Brilliant. Yeah, the real Chris Evans. I'm loving him, man.
Yeah. And he is the drummer, isn't he? He's the drummer in Not My Good Arm.
Yeah, well, Tony, you have information at your disposal, the like of which I cannot possibly keep up with.
Right. No, that's just from memory. I seem to remember him saying that. But anyway, so yes, if you do go to that.
By the time we play someone else by Not My Good Arm, innit? I'll see what I'm tracked down.
Yeah.
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 And Crash Induction, for that matter.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Let's see if we can't get some Midlands musical posse together in the next few weeks. Or as I like to call them, MMP, Tony. Or Oomp. Oomp.
Oomp. That's all I have, gig guide.
We forget, of course. Anyway, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Oomp. Oomp. We're pathetic people. Yeah. Right, two songs in a row, Tony. Stay tuned for the Franklies.
Okay.
Who are actually very popular in the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Oh, hello, Duke's Arms.
Yeah, I know, but see, you're just not interested in them anymore now that they've spurned us two Mondays in the last month. Disgraceful behaviour. First up, a band called Rum Thief, Tony, all the way from Manchester.
Cool.
What is Rum Thief's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rum Thief Band.
Facebook.com/Rum Thief. Tony, it's Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 3. It was indeed a fight back. I bet you're spitting daggers.
Keep the shoelace tripping, needles spinning.
knob cramp.
Listening to Monster Mafia. That's Mullet Monster Mafia, isn't it, underneath us right now? I've done it again.
Is, yes.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I made a right mess of that. That was the Franklies and Weasel. Before we talk about them, I just have to mention that I've got Sky Sports News on silent, but it's also known as turned down, on the TV in the background there. And there's just been a quote from Chris Froome, who has just won the Vuelta as well as the Tour de France, and he's only the third ever cyclist to do that, and it's amazing. And Chris Froome should be a huge star in this country, but we don't like him because he's South African, really.
Ah.
It's one of those. It's really unfair. He is a terrific athlete who cycles for Team Sky and also for the UK, and he just should be massive. Anyway, there's just this quote from him that says, to be in Madrid and have pulled it off is an awesome feeling. Right? And I felt exactly the same on a couple of visits there as well. Anyway, that was the Franklies and a track called Weasel. The Franklies, Tony, are a Swedish stroke UK band now based in London, and they're absolutely terrific, as you just found out. What is the Franklies website?
Franklies.se.
TheFranklies.com.
Okay.
Hard luck. And quite unbelievably, it's now Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3. This is something of a turnaround.
Starting to overthink it.
I think you are, Tony.
Mm.
But the thing is, though, you have been thinking very well in recent weeks.
Mm.
Maybe you as you say, you've just had a bit of a meltdown in the thought department. I know I have. Yeah. I've actually had a meltdown in the bed department of Homebase once. Anyway, okay. What's are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. I've got a joiner coming over next week, so we're doing a house joinery kind of list. Kicking into an Android app now the other stuff's done. Yeah, more techie things and house related things.
Tony, how is your app development going?
All right. I just finished the Windows one, and I started the Android one a couple of weeks ago, and it's going all right. Doing it in Java, finding the structure of it very similar to the Windows. We, as I say, the aforementioned split between the XML interface and the code backend. So yeah, very similar. Looking forward to iOS next month. That's going to be a different beast. I'm going to do that in Swift, just so you know.
Right then. But do you think you will become are already a fairly competent app developer, Tony?
I think so. Yeah, I'm very good at putting them together, but as always with these things, there's a big chunk of it is design, and I'm not very good at design, so given a design, I can build it.
Right.
So, I'm going to give a go at being an app developer. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
So basically, if you get the design handed to you, so by the design, what do you mean? Do you mean the idea?
The drawing of it, how it's laid out, the colour scheme, the fonts, and how the screens look, in general terms.
Right, so if you've got that, then you can do it, can you?
Oh yeah.
Right. Hmm. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I might be fishing here a bit, Tom. Who knows? Right then. What about, have we talked about a Punky Radio app before? Is there a point to that?
We mentioned it the other week. So then, the only thing I could think of is an app that it's like the website. It shows you the show notes and what's on. Maybe some kind of searchable thing for when a band was played, along with maybe a soundboard for some of the Swiss Esperanto, but apart from that, I can't think of much else that it could do.
Right, okay. I've just done something that's freaked me out, Tony.
What's that?
Well, there was, excuse me, there's, as you know, I've got this silly little laptop tablet thing that's also a laptop that I bought it by accident. I thought I'd bought a toy. I thought I'd bought a normal size laptop, and then this thing came through, and I thought it was the charger for the laptop or something. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I just freaked myself out because there was a dot on the screen, so I touched it and it moved because I've used it, and I didn't realise I could touch the screen. Like, obviously it's a tablet. I've never had a tablet before. I just touched the screen. I thought I'd made the internet move.
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to be careful with that, don't you?
Blimey. Really do.
Anyway, I did it, and now there's a great big thing on it as well. What's that about? Can I move that? Oh, I can. Oh Lord, what am I doing? No, stop, go away. Oh dear. Yes, it's gone. Ha ha. Right, I managed to do something. Oh, now something's back. Oh, dear. Can I touch that again? What happens when I do that now? No, dear. Oh, blimey. Look, I'll tell you what, I won't talk about this anymore. It's not really good radio. Now, where are we? Right, so are we going to do another song? No, we're doing this week, aren't we? I'll tell you what I'm doing this week, Tony.
Okay.
Sleeping.
Right.
I've had a tough month. August was a tough month. And then last week was exhausting. And now I'm going to have a few days just kip.
Fair enough.
I've got a lot of other things to do, of course, internet based, but I can do that from in bed, can't I?
You certainly can. With your tablet.
Don't get me started. I'll freak myself out, Tone. I'll have to look into this. I've got a big round circle, Tone.
Don't tell everyone.
I've now got a big round circle next to Magic Mountain. So that's handy because they're the next band we're playing. Although, are they? It's all a bit confusing. This should be Magic Mountain we're playing now, Tony, who are a very unusual sort of hippie-ish rock band, I suppose. Pretty psychedelic freak out we've got going on here, Tony. Mm. Especially on my tablet thing. Now I've touched it and I've got a big white circle. That sounds terrible. there's no easy way for me to get out of this. Maybe you can tell us the SoundCloud page of Magic Mountain.
SoundCloud.com/Magic Mountain.
No, and that's why I'm confused, because it's SoundCloud.com/comeplaywith. I think. No, it's more than that. It's SoundCloud.com/comeplaywith/magic-mountain. Mountain Dash Zodiac Dash 1, because that's the track. I've blown it here. The track's called Zodiac, Tony. It's all that, anyway. Right. I don't get it.
Okay.
It's quite hard to find Magic Mountain, because you type in Magic Mountain to anything and you get all sorts of Magic Mountains. I think Magic Mountain, if you are called Magic Mountain, you should change your name. Anyway, we've only got this one track by them. If you type in Magic Mountain Zodiac to the internet, you'll find something.
Right.
Does that help?
Not really.
It doesn't, does it? Anyway, it's all I've got. Point is, this is Magic Mountain. It's Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 3.
Oh.
What a turnaround. Zodiac. Listen to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, I think, Magic Mountain Zodiac. I think. Anyway, that is some right old psychedelic rock weirdness going on there. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Cool.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All trust and due thanks. As mentioned last week, Sussex Saint did send
all twats received with thanks. Yes. You're getting a bit mumbly, Tony.
Am I?
You're overthinking things and getting mumbly. Maybe it's late, maybe we're getting tired. Hey, it's getting dark when we make Punky again.
I know. Back to normal.
Yeah, I know. That means it starts, I think, we're better when it's dark.
Yeah? Well, it is weird when it's too light.
We get freaked out in the light, don't we?
We really do.
Other people get freaked out when they see me in the light. That's happened before. Mm. I freaked out three women, one of which had a child in a buggy in the light once. They just couldn't handle the fact that I was in the light. They'd never seen me. They'd only seen me at my comedy club.
Ah, right.
Okay. Night time. And they saw me in the light and just didn't know what to do.
Right.
I said, ladies, I exist in the light as well. Sorry, anyway.
Yep, so as mentioned last week, Sussex Saint sent two twats through, so this is the second one. And he says, you will remember from August last year, or maybe not, son of Sussex Saint was knocked off his bike.
I do remember.
Yep, in London by a cabbie.
Absolutely awful.
And suffered a significant injury of the shoulder, which required surgery. 12 months later, the process of getting compensation for this injury is still ongoing. He was covered by his British cycling membership for personal injury cover, but it has taken a company called Speed Medical I'll repeat that again. Speed Medical, over 12 months to do a medical assessment which has still not arrived. It's an absolute disgrace, but seemingly very little can be done to hurry these buggers along. So quite simply, I would like to nominate Speed Medical from Chorley in Lancashire for being an incompetent bunch of twats and also for having the most inappropriate company name.
That's I can sympathise, Tony.
Totally.
I can sympathise. I am also waiting on a payout that's now been going on for 3 years.
It's Speed Medical?
No.
All right.
But I can just sympathise. Everything just gets wrapped up in this and that, and they double check this. I understand that they want to check that you're not lying, but you're not.
No.
You know, more often than not, you're not. And there's the proof, and they could get on with it, really. So, yes, I'm absolutely with you. Whereas last week, I may have controversially said I'm not so sure. This week, bang on, go for it.
Right, so, for taking over 12 months to do a medical assessment, which has still not arrived, Speed Medical from Lancashire
is a twat. Absolutely.
There you go.
100%.
Vaccinated.
100% is a twatting.
It is.
Beautiful. One last track, Tom.
Okay.
This is Danny Cleaver we're getting involved in now. Now, Danny Cleaver was involved in other bands and things, but has now just brought everything down to being Danny Cleaver, right? And he's doing stuff and it's great. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Danny Cleaver's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Danny Cleaver Official.
Nah, that's the problem. You see, he's got it all down to one of the bands was obviously Grievous Angles, and he's got everything into Grievous Angles. So it's facebook.com/Grievous Angles, but then you find out about Danny Cleaver.
Right. That makes sense.
Sort of, doesn't it? So it does. So Tony, amazingly, it makes it Tony 3, Paulie Beans says 6.
Hmm.
From 3-0, mate. It's like you had two men sent off or something.
Something happened, didn't it?
Something happened, mate. I think, you started overthinking. Although, to be fair, you didn't have a chance with this one. And you didn't really have a chance with the one before.
No.
So, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm not that sorry.
Nah.
Danny Cleaver. Parasite. Gotta Get Away. That was Danny Cleaver and a track called Parasite, open brackets, Gotta Get Away, close brackets. I should just point out, Tony, that when you have a baby or very small child in a buggy and you're walking along the street in the daytime, that's fine.
Okay.
Flying with a teething one is not.
Right.
Right. We've sorted that out. But Tony, that's about the size of it, really, for this week. I hope you have all enjoyed it. Maybe you could just mention the online stations that continue to carry the show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio. That's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's A, Radio A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Two excellent online stations that you should check out for all the other stuff on them, as well as us. I hope to be extremely restful this week, Tony, after washing clothes and making chili con carne, which is what I'm going to do after the show.
Beautiful.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.